Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Number one best-selling small business marketing author, Dee Blick, is regarded as one of the most respected and influential marketers in the UK. She's the author of four books, including the 15 Essential Marketing Masterclasses for Your Small Business, rated an excellent read by the Sun newspaper, City AM, Elite Business Magazine, winner of the Book Bag Non-Fiction Book Award, and one of Talk Business Magazine's best books of 2013. It's endorsed by the Chartered Institute of Marketing. Dee's previous book, The Ultimate Small Business Marketing Book, sold 20,000 copies to date and remains an Amazon number one bestseller. It's now being translated into Chinese after Dee was offered a publishing deal by CITIC Publishing in Beijing. It's also syllabus reading for marketing students at the University of Texas. Dee has just finished writing her fourth book, The Ultimate Guide to Writing and Marketing a Best-Selling Book on a Shoestring Budget, which is being released in the UK and the UAE in October. Dee is the marketing blogger for Barclays Connector website, the marketing contributor to the Microsoft book Key Metrics for Business Success, and video blogger for the Institute of Directors in the UK. A sales-driven marketer, Dee has generated 12 million plus in sales, and she's renowned for her down-to-earth approach to marketing, for helping small businesses get incredible results on small budgets. Okay, so again, we've talked a bit about business money. You came from a background where there wasn't an awful lot of it. Were you taught how to manage money well, or did you have to learn that as you went? And what would you like to share?
I didn't learn how to manage money well at all. I wasn't taught how to manage money well. And when I got my first job, I went ridiculously overdrawn because I was like a kid in a sweet shop. I was getting a salary and I was buying all sorts of things. And I'm lucky that without sounding boastful, I have the ability to earn good sums of money now. And I've got a very good husband who's the other half of my business. It's our business, and he does all the bookkeeping and he does the investing. I love earning money. I quote for jobs and I have no problems in quoting or telling people what my worth is or what I will charge them. But I'm hopeless at the side of I have no interest in investing it. I have no interest in seeing where it goes. And so there's a nice division of labor that I will quote for it. I'll do the work. And then my husband manages the rest. Not because I'm some little girly at home.
No. I don't get that impression. No.
I don't have any interest in that side of it. I still set targets. I mean, my husband said to me last year, you know, you can just give up any time you want. We are economically, we're comfortable for the rest of our lives now. And I just said, well, that's great. And in a way, it's great to know that. But I love what I do. I still get a buzz from quoting for a public speaking job and then the check comes on the doormat or it backs into the account. I love all of that. And I still set myself targets every month for earnings, which is ridiculous in a way. But it's more the fun of it. I like to think, I wonder if I'll beat last month's target. I'll set myself a new target, which might sound a bit daft, but probably that is because I am a marketer. And so it's drummed into me about you know, earning return on investment, increased sales, you know, watching the sales curve go up. And so we've got a very nice division of labor now between myself and my hubby. I'll go out there and get it, but he will manage all of it and he does an amazing job of it.
Well, if you're at the point where you could stop working, he's done a great job. Is it sort of fairly evenly divided, your income, between active income and largely passive income from your books and things?
Yeah, it works. My income is divided into three areas, and I would say that about 60% comes from client work, but I've got a small base of retained clients. I don't want a huge base of clients because they stay with me for a long time. And then I've got royalties coming at about 15%. That's what's happening. And about 25% is public speaking. Mm-hmm. And then I'm developing now new products for authors that will generate more of a passive income. But I've got to be honest with you, Nicola, that so many people said, oh, you must have a monthly membership club, you must do this. I don't want to do that. And I've always had this view, I'm not going to do what I don't want to do, even though it might earn me loads more money, or it might mean I've got 5,000 members. If I'm not passionate about what I do and really want to do it, it doesn't matter how much money it will earn me, I won't do it. And that might sound a bit bonkers.
No, it doesn't sound as bonkers at all. It sounds great.
You know, just because you can doesn't mean you have to.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's where I know I could have had a membership club, but the amount of people that said, oh, you could just get the marketing gym and you could have £30 a month and do this and do that. And it's never really floated my boat. But that,
It's the commitment and responsibility of having to be there all the time. And even if you don't actually have to do an awful lot because you're just you, it's still commitment and responsibility. And if you don't want to do it, then why should you?
And also the thing is, what do you want to do with your money? If we're at the stage where I never have to work again and we have a really lovely lifestyle, I don't need any more money. £1 million more would not make me 100% happier. Does that make
No,
sense? There's
it
nothing
does.
That
They've
I.
done lots of tests in America, haven't they? That shows that your level of happiness, once you get past about 75 grand a year, that your level of happiness doesn't increase proportionally according to the extra money you earn over that.
That's interesting. Well, I would completely endorse that. And I think if anything, money is an energy. And if you pursue just the money, it can become a negative energy because it saps you as well. And so it's more about what do you want with your life. And for me now, I work probably about some weeks can be full on, but I try and do 3 days a week. I work now, have a couple of days off if I can, and that's the goal. And I'm so happy. I said to Malcolm today, I couldn't be any more happier with that extra money in the bank. It just wouldn't, because there's nothing that I want that I can't have, because it's not that I've got huge, I must have a £1,000 handbag, or I've got a modest, a new BMW, but it's a modest one. It's not that I would be like, oh, I want to get a Porsche. I'm just not wired that way. I like economic freedom. To me, economic freedom is, well, I can jack it all in tomorrow and just do what I want. But it's not, oh, I must have a Porsche or a Series 4 BMW, or I'm not wired that way at all.
Intellectual stimulation is much more important to me, I've got to say. Being around people that are interested and engaged and coming up with new ideas, that's the fun of it.
I get that. I totally get that completely. I think that's probably what you're saying there goes back to that sense of collaboration, doesn't it, that we were talking about earlier. There's a thrill of collaboration, and there are projects I've passed that are worth an awful lot of money, and I've passed them because I don't like the team. And I won't tell the individual, I can't work with you because I don't like your team. But I won't take it on because I just think there's going to be a negative energy there, which is I'm going to be coming home exhausted. I'm going to be worrying about the job. And all right, I'll get a big check. We'll hit the mat then a month later. But what am I going to do with that big check? We don't need that. But, it's that kind of right reasoning that you're right. It's very much about finding spirited people that you can collaborate and have fun with, and that you can sometimes be a bit disruptive. You can make things happen in a different way, and I just love all that.
Yeah,
that's probably because I'm an old bat as well. When you're 52, you look at it very differently to being a young.
So what do you do for fun, Dee? What do you do on those 2 days off on the weekends?
This is really sad, is I write. This is so I've got, obviously, my husband, we're really close, so we do an awful lot of walking. We eat out a lot as well. That's a bit of a luxury, is that we just enjoy eating out most of the time. But fundamentally, my hobby is I love writing. And so having just finished the fourth book, I mean, the last 6 years have been nothing but writing in my every spare moment, really. I've given up holidays. So when we've had, rather than go away, I've actually used holiday time from the business to write my books. And, writing is a passion and a hobby of mine.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.